Commodore Jack Romanoff sat in his command chair on the bridge of the battleship Delta Orionis and rubbed the bridge of his nose, trying to make his headache go away. It had been 2 hours since they'd decisively defeated the Novarite battle group that had followed the Tardan colony wave to the Argent system, and his problems seemed to be multiplying rather than diminishing. The civilian commanders aboard the Tardan colony ships, all 18 of them, were understandably confused and terrified. Even having one of their leaders from a different colony wave aboard his ship to explain things, progress was slow. From their point of view, they'd arrived in the system only to be attacked by their military escort. Then their worst nightmare, the craters they were trying to get away from, popped out of hyperspace right behind them and destroyed the traitorous military ships, and now they had to deal with aliens. Humans, in this case. In their shoes, he'd have been off his game, so he understood how messed up they were. The leaders were responsible for roughly 2 million people, and from their perspective, none of their options were good. It would take some time for them to figure out who to trust and what to do. Even so, there was only so much dithering Jack could allow. The massive vessels were unable to move. He hadn't approached closely enough to get a decent idea of the damage they'd suffered, but the Tardan military had been intent on making sure they couldn't get away, so their engineering sections had taken some knocks. That meant he and his ship had to put them into a stable orbit, or they might be in danger at some point. Convincing them of that was where the challenge came in. Even with Leader Paston, a friendly face among the aliens, to speak with them, they didn't trust him. The negotiations wouldn't go quickly, and he had other problems to deal with. The most pressing problem was the damage they'd suffered in the fighting. He considered asking the damage control officer what the status was, but this was something he wanted to get a look at himself. The massive Novarite warships had punched holes through the thick nickel-iron exterior of his ship and dug deep into its interior. "Derek, you have the con. Call me if anything unusual happens. But if it's just someone from the planet calling, tell them I'll get back to them as soon as I assess the damage." Lieutenant Derek Calvo, his young helm officer, nodded from his console. "I'll take care of it, sir." Jack knew he would. The young man was solid, so Hunter was in good hands. In addition to the physical damage to his ship, Jack was utterly certain there was trouble brewing on the planet. He wouldn't be able to put those particular problems off much longer. In fact, he'd already deferred dealing with the Confederation Council in the cluster and Rear Admiral Allen for far too long. He stopped at the bridge hatchway and turned back to face the young officer. "Set a course for Argent and get us moving. The Tardan colony vessels aren't in immediate danger and we need to put our civilians more at ease. This particular set of problems will be here when we're done." "I'll make it happen, sir." "Good man." Jack made his way out of the bridge and picked up a pair of Marine guards. With them at his heels, he made his way forward. This time, the vast majority of their damage was to the front half of the ship. A change, but not a welcome one. The only destruction in engineering had been when they'd burned out their independent quantum drive. Again. Hopefully it would be repairable this time and wouldn't have to be replaced. Hunter had taken 3 significant hits during the fight. One had come from the side and was about a third of the way back from the bow. They'd taken the other pair of hits directly from the front, and they'd drilled down the center of his ship. Thankfully, not hitting the central corridor, but paralleling it. The level of destruction had been severe in the penetrated areas, but if the weapon hadn't had to go through 100 meters of nickel iron, the devastation would have been total. He could see now why those large ships had been built around those weapon systems. They were deadly to vessels of almost any size that didn't have the same protective shell as his ship. They were, relatively speaking, short-range weapons. They could destroy a ship at a much greater range than his lasers, but they didn't have the envelope his nuclear missiles had. Not that his missiles had done much to the enemy ships when they'd exchanged fire. It seemed the big enemy vessels had some variant of the energy shield he and his people had inadvertently discovered when trying to work with the independent quantum drive and the hyperdrive simultaneously. Theirs was obviously more stable, though it definitely had other uses the Novarites had probably never considered. Hunter had appeared just a little too close to one of the big ships, and the boundary layer where the energy was strongest had almost cut the other ship in half. Of course, that had messed up their own systems considerably, but it gave them more information on the science behind what they were doing.